You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I am Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me in the studio, along with Murray State Director of Bands, Dennis Johnson. We're going to talk about the 19th Annual Provost Concert, which is this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Thanks so much for being on Sounds Good.
No, it's my pleasure.
The Symphonic Wind Ensemble always puts on a pretty diverse show, Dennis, and looking at the rundown this year is no exception. The headliner is a guest artist who's a child prodigy, mm-hmm. grown up and doing spectacular work, and trumpeter Joe Bergstaller. Tell us about him.
Well, I met Joe last year. We were doing a festival together in Seoul, Korea, and I listened to him perform, and I was just knocked out. And then I found out that he had been with Canadian Brass and done so many great things that I was truly amazed. And so it was, we had some time to spend together and go out to eat and so forth. So we talked about some various things. And always there's people we know. I mean, the music world seems very small. So we knew a lot of the same people, and we got to talking back and forth, and he said, I'd love to come to your university sometime. I said, well, we'd love to have you. So when I got back, I started working on it and checking his dates and ours, and talked to Bonnie Higginson, see if she thought that was okay to do on the Provost concert. She was excited about it, so we went ahead, and it's going to happen.
Characterize the brilliance that you heard in him.
He's not only technically superior on the trumpet, but his sound is so pure, and it's just one of these trumpet players that Phil Smith of the New York Symphony comes to mind as well. The same type of pure trumpet sound that's just, you can relax and listen to. It's not present and in your face. It's just one of these beautiful sort of sounds he gets on the trumpet. And then I went to some of his clinics and sat in and listened. And he's very respectful with the students that he's working with and helps them. And then he has some things that he can show off, too. He does circular breathing and things like that are very impressive. And he just doesn't miss. I mean, his accuracy is absolutely incredible.
Shall we listen to a track from License to Thrill?
Oh, I think your audience would love it.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
And he plays that way. He makes it look so effortless. I mean, he just puts the horn down and stares at you like, anything else?
He teaches at the Peabody Institute of Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, and he's here Thursday with the Wind Ensemble at 7:30 p.m. in Lovett Auditorium. And we also have a world premiere.
We do. Our composition professor in theory, Michael D'Ambrosio, has written us a piece, and it's delightful. And I think the audience will really get into it.
It's fun because it's very romantic for racer fans.
Yeah, we may even get some athletic people there. It's titled Racer One, and it has scenes from campus. One is the clock tower, and the other one is called the clock tower, which he then later dedicated to Violet Cactus, the first racer one. And then he has the shoe tree in there. So all the people that have fond memories of getting engaged and planting one of their shoes on the tree out there in the quad, I think they'll get a kick out of that piece too.
Explaining the shoe tree to visitors from foreign lands is really quite interesting, I think.
I've never had to do it, and I don't want to.
Tracy, do you have a shoe on the shoe tree?
I do not have a shoe on the shoe tree. But I find it ironic that the shoe tree is dead, but we're still putting shoes on the shoe tree.
Traditions must go on.
Yes.
Now, that's another treat on this Provost concert coming up Thursday at 7:30 p.m. in Lovett Auditorium. And I love this bit about the Felix the Cat.
Oh, this is something that I came across a couple years ago, and I began talking with a composer about it. And so I said, he mentioned it was going to be premiered at another school. And I said, well, you know, send me a recording. I'd like to see how that's done. And he did, and we've met with our people up here and Justin, and we think we've got it all worked out where the Wind Ensemble, it's a silent cartoon. It's an old World War II era cartoon, Crazy Cat. And the Wind Ensemble is going to provide all the accompaniment that normally would be included with the cartoon. So we're going to do it live. And it's got to be hooked up. I've got to wear headphones, and I have a click track that I have to stay with. So it's actually one of the tougher things that I've had to do. And so it's going to be really interesting. It's fun and a great experience for the students. I mean, they have no experience with this, and who knows, some of them may get into that, you know, playing accompaniments for movies and soundtracks and things like that. So it's been a great experience.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And then you've got a Samuel Barber work on the program as well.
The only one he wrote for us, unfortunately, Commando March. And it's a great rousing. It'll be a wonderful closer for the concert.
How many students are involved in the Wind Ensemble now?
We got about 48. It stays the same. It's pretty much the same instrumentation every semester.
Standouts this year?
Well, we've got some people graduating. That's always sort of a sad time for us. You know, we have to say goodbye to some students that'll be out student teaching next term or graduating. And some of them have put in considerable time. I mean, there are some in there that have been in for 5 years in the Wind Ensemble, so it's going to be difficult not seeing them. But it's also a happy time because we're sending them out into the world, and they've got their degree, and they're going to go on to do great things, I think.
How many years have you been director of bands at Murray State, teaching wind ensembles, players?
I came in 85. So I don't know how many. I don't want to do the math.
It's closer to 30 years.
Yeah,
than
okay. I'm a musician. I don't want to bang my foot on the ground and count.
Well, we all know that musicians are better at math than the average person. So
I'm the exception.
Well, it sounds like a great show. Have you any other tidbits to share about the Provost
concert? No, we're going to say goodbye to Bonnie Higginson the Provost concert will continue in the years to come, but we're sorry that we're going to lose the coexistence with Bonnie in terms of that role. She's been extremely supportive in the years that she's been in the provost office, and we wish her well.
Indeed we do. Glad she's not going far.
Yeah, that's good.
Dennis Johnson, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Kate.
You're listening to Sounds Good on Murray State's NPR station, WKMS. We're online at WKMS.org. Remember that the 19th Annual Provost Concert is this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. in Lovett Auditorium.